Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Miss Laura?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. It's been a while since we've talked, huh?
Yeah.
Gotcha. So how's things been going?
Okay.
Good deal. I noticed that your attendance has dropped a little bit. You all good?
Yeah, I already spoke to Ms. Bianca about it.
Okay, good deal. There was a call that was pulled. I just wanted to send it to you so you could listen to it and tell me what you think, okay?
Okay.
Two wiggles and a leg shake. I'm going to drop it to you in Teams. How's your kids?
Oh, everybody's good.
Good.
Ready for the summer.
Situated?
Which one?
I believe it was the oldest one you were having problems with.
No, it was my daughter Val, but she's we don't have her here anymore.
Gotcha. Drop it to you right quick.
Okay.
Well, now it's loading.
What kind of call is it?
It's one of the meal plan calls.
Oh God, I need help with that.
Gotcha. We'll go over it. All right. Let me know when you're done listening.
Okay. What do I do where it says okay, hold on, let me go back. The message you sent me, I just pressed on it and then it says
hit download.
Okay, I did that, and then that it's
not
downloading.
That one. Hit that top one. Hit the top one.
Okay.
There you go.
What? How do I listen to it? What
Double
do I press?
It. Double click the call. The no. Where it says today.
Right here?
Yeah. Double click it.
Mm-hmm.
Recommended. Finish. All right.
Okay, I listened to it.
All right, so what did you think was wrong with the call?
Nothing.
Okay, so with the call, you said that the customer was claiming fraud. However, the customer never claimed fraud. She just wanted to
They're saying they don't know, that they don't know about it. They don't know what it is. They didn't do, I mean, isn't that them saying they didn't place the order?
No, because she said she signed up for the free iPhone, which we know is what the meal plan, that's how it starts. That's how they enter in the raffle to win the iPhone.
So how do you explain that?
Just like that. Well, when you did the raffle for the iPhone contest, ma'am, to get a chance to win, you did have to sign up for the meal plan app, which is the When you located, verified, and named everything, she was like, she didn't ask, hey, I didn't place that. You asked, hey, so you're stating
you saying you didn't place the order? Yeah.
Right. The customer said she was under the impression that it was just for $1, and she's now seeing this, and she doesn't want it. So she never claimed fraud specifically. You just said you're going to transfer her to the fraud department, and that kind of looks like call avoidance. And then there was a slight issue with the end of the call. You know, you never came back on the line to say thank you for calling customer support. I'm transferring you now. You got to make sure you're branding those two. But you actually handled, located, and verified everything correctly. And your tone was very good on the call. It was just, we got to make sure we're active listening to the customers so that way we're not transferring unnecessarily. Because you know how it is to get those calls transferred to you where you could tell that the agent just didn't want to handle the call. You know what I mean?
Well, it wasn't because I didn't want to handle it. I didn't know how to handle it.
Right, I gotcha. So what we're going to do now, I'm going to send you the script link, and we're going to go ahead and go over the meal plan trainer while we got you in team meeting.
So when they're saying, okay, like let's say somebody calls in and says, hey, I was getting a free iPhone. I have no idea what this is. I didn't do it. What would you say? Or like, you know how you need to put it in words for me so I can understand.
I got you. Go ahead and pull up the link I just sent you. We don't need this one. We don't need this one. We don't need this one. All right, so scroll down right there. All right, so when you get those meal plan calls, this is that's how you're going to access the script page. And, well, I was signing up to win an iPhone, and why do I have this now? Well, I do apologize for any misunderstanding. It is... In order to enter the raffle, you do have to sign up with our company, which is the one sponsoring the raffle for our meal plan. Oops, excuse me. That's not what I thought I was signing up for, and I do apologize about that. What can I do for you today? Kind of follow Penguin protocols.
Okay, so the dollar that they're paying, they're thinking I'm paying $1 for the phone. You tell them, no, you're entering a contest. Is that what we're supposed to say?
Yeah, if they win, they'll pay the $1 for the iPhone, but in order to enter, they have to sign up for the meal plan.
Ah, okay. I get what you're saying now. I didn't understand that before. And what about the one when they're saying they're paying the $4.95 for the Dyson vacuum? Same thing?
What? Have you found an account for those customers?
Yeah.
Follow the same thing.
Okay, I had like 4 or 5 calls a day about getting a Dyson vacuum cleaner for $4.95 shipping, and that it turned into this.
Yeah, so if it's an account that you're able to find, yeah, just go along with whatever they say. Like if you're able to find an account and handle an account, just go along with it. Yeah, I do apologize. That's if you win it. But in order to enter, you got to pay this.
Okay.
Or you got to sign up for this.
So even if they had it,
go ahead.
Even if they had it for, let's say, 10 minutes, we still have to say the 75%?
Well, If it's a same day charge, you can just go ahead and void it. Just make sure you get them blacklisted. If it is not the same day charge, like even if it's just the day after, the mm-hmm. most you can do is that 75% unless they make a threat. You can't give them a full unless they make a threat if it's like the day after or on.
Okay.
What else you got for me?
I think that's all. Well, and the reason I was taking a little bit was because I was trying to hurry up and read, and I think I was trying to look for it right now. I messaged somebody because I was, maybe it wasn't for that call, but I was trying to figure out how to do it.
I think it was Ashley
I messaged. I don't remember.
I got you. Now, there is also another meal plan app that is through Gilbert. With some of those customers, you won't be able to locate them. So what you have to do is fill out the Gilbert Google Doc, the script page Google Doc. Mm-hmm. If they say they're calling in about the Evo is Gilbert, and the meal plan is Healthy Living. So make sure you write that down so you can remember that, okay?
I got one of those Evo ones, and then when I tried to look up what that was, it said client, not something.
Yeah, when you do that, what you're going to have, when you get those, you're going to have to fill out the Google Doc because they can order the Evo app and not even have a watch order. The only way they'll get in our system is if they have a watch order. So if you ever have a customer saying, oh, I've got your Evo app or I've got your app and it's a Gilbert call and you can't locate them, that's how you know that you're going to need to fill out that Google Doc and do whatever the customer needs. The same is on the script page for it.
What is the app? Like, let's say
Evo.
One of the people. No, the app for the other ones.
There is no app for the meal, for this one right here that we're on right now, the meal plan.
Yeah.
There is no app. They'll get an email with a link for the meal plan site.
Okay, so if they say, well, how do I get into it? What do I do? Say. You'll be sending an
email
with the link?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And tell me what the meal plan is. Like, I need to hear an example so I know what to say.
Oh, it's
like,
just a website where they plug in whatever the ingredients they have in their house, and it plans their meals for them based on what they input.
Okay, so I can say what I've been saying is it's an
help
app
plan your
for a meal plan. Yeah.
Yeah, helps you plan your meals, helps you know what you need to buy or not buy, et cetera.
Okay. Okay.
Evo is like a workout app.
Okay, so I think that's what I was confused on because I didn't know how to. Like, without saying, okay, let me send you to fraud since you don't know what I'm talking about. I that's why I was sending them to fraud because I didn't know how to explain, like, the dollars for we don't have no iPhone. I didn't understand how to explain that.
All right, I got you. And I figured as much. That's why I wanted to let you listen to that call so that way we could figure out where the disconnect was so that way we could get you fixed going forward. Because you've been doing wonderful. I know your attendance is a little on the shy side right now, but I'm hoping we can get that brought back up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've been not. You know what? When you're, like, let's say if I was late 4 minutes or 5 minutes, does that bring down your attendance percentage?
The longer you're late, the more the percentage is going to be brought down. Because any time that you're on the schedule and you're not working that schedule, it's technically bringing down the attendance. So if you're just a few minutes late, it's going to bring you down a couple of points. If you miss a whole day or if you call out tardy and don't turn in documentation in a timely manner, it's going to bring you down.
Okay, because I'm saying like today I think I was like 4 or 5 minutes late, but I didn't know. I talked to Ms. Bianca and she told me, you know, everything I need to do. So I know I need to work on my attendance. So I know what I want to ask you. Because of some of the medicines that I'm taking right now, sometimes I have to go to the restroom like I can't wait. You know what I mean? So I put in the break request as soon as, because I start getting like stomach cramps. Or I start feeling like. I don't know how to say it in English. You know when you want to throw up
like
or you feel like gag? like you want to gag
nauseous.
Or throw up. Nauseous. There you go.
Nauseous.
Sometimes I'll get like that, and my restroom is like right here. So I don't want to get in trouble, like if it was an emergency and they don't answer. So I try to message somebody and be like, hey, I need to go to the restroom now. But I don't want to have to explain that every time.
I got you. So what you need to do so that way you don't have to explain it every time is turn in your documentation to D-Cook, and then she'll notify the lead so that way we'll know.
Okay.
You got to turn in documentation in order for us to be able to do that because it has to come from HR. But yeah, just take a picture of the slip or whatever that says you're going to need that, and then we can get it taken care of right away, and it will be less of an issue for you.
Okay. All right. No, that's all I have to ask, but I'm working on my attendance, and I'm trying to help myself with this diabetes. It's driving me nuts. But I'm trying to get ahead. I started exercising, started drinking like hella water, a gallon a day, and I never drink water. But I actually feel better. And then maybe it's the medicine too, because before I wouldn't take the medicine, and now I've been taking it right on time. So
yeah.
I would just like skip some doses.
Yeah. Do you still need me to help you with signing up for insurance this year?
No, I actually got into a program that's going to help me like for low income, and it'll help with the insulin and that. So I'm going to do that.
Okay. Good deal. Cause I know either June or July is going to be the sign up time frame. So if you need help with it, just let me know. I'll come in early one day and I'll help you get signed up if you do decide.
Hey, what about that thing for the, that 401k? I'm going to be eligible to sign up, right, when it's another year for me?
You should be able to go ahead and sign up now. I think you enroll during the time frame, the same time frame as the insurance. What I recommend you do is email D. Cook about the 401k thing.
Okay.
She can send you a link.
Yeah, because I don't know how to do it, and I want to sign up for it.
I got you. Yeah. Just email D. Cook so she can send you the information. And if you have issues when we're both here, just let me know and I'll help you.
Okay. So the only thing I need to work right now is just my attendance, but on my calls, I'm good.
Doing really well. Yes, ma'am. Just make sure we're not transferring needlessly, right?
I won't. I'll know how to handle it now. But that's what I was
good
doing,
deal.
Sending them to fraud. But now I know how to explain it. I was confused.
I got you.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get you taken care of. I know you're going to get this fixed. Is there anything else for you, though?
No, I'm good.
Awesome. Let me know if there's anything I can help with, okay?
All right, bye.
Bye.